Chancellor Angela Merkel has told a group of 20 leaders that millions of people are hoping they can solve the world's problems at their current gathering. Merkel said Friday she's sure that every leader will make an effort to achieve what she called good results and may have to compromise to pull that off. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning right here. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios of downtown Reading. From the center of downtown Reading. Ground zero, you might say. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. And it's 5 minutes after the hours. Okay, 6 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock, and I'm here with Jared, the king.
Good morning.
What's it look like for weather today?
Well, it's going to be a hot one for the next few days. It's currently 72 degrees. Today, we're going to have a high of 108 and a low of 74.
No, wait. Did you say 108?
I did say 108.
Okay. I'm just preparing myself.
Okay.
Okay, just preparing.
You good now?
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow. 108, low of 73. Sunday, 105, low of 73. And on Monday, it's going to be nice, 103 only.
Nirvana.
With a low of 71.
That's it? That's it?
Yeah, it's not 112.
Is there no 90s coming in here or anything like that?
And not in this particular forecast, no.
Okay, just making sure. Wow. Hey, weather report. The weather report, not the weather. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned company that give discounts for seniors and veterans. Their phone number is 365-3793. And if it's Friday and if it's at 7:07 in the morning, it's got to be Amy.
It's me.
It's me.
Good morning.
Amy should have her own animal show.
I should.
You should.
Just real Steve Irwin about it. Except no tragedy, just fun stuff. I know, I'm like, I should wear khakis every day in like a wildlife
and a
uniform.
Wildlife. What are you doing? You're not really bringing that cat up.
I wanted you to see the cat so we can describe it.
Okay, got
and
it.
And see how lovely it is.
It is a lovely kitty.
Phone's ringing. Okay. All right, I have got to get going here.
Okay.
All right, I've got to jumpstart myself. So, okay.
Okay, so this is Athena. Okay. She is 3 months old. She's a tabby kitten with a little bit of orange mix in her. She's actually really cute. She's got some fun little markings. She's really calm and sweet.
She's just sitting here just kind of looking around.
Yeah, she's been hanging out with me. She did really, really good on the news today. I mean, she didn't smile or anything, but she did really good. So she is available for adoption. And
does she do tricks?
Lays down. Yeah, maybe if you like had a laser pen, she'd do some fun tricks.
Ooh, they jump backwards.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So she is available for adoption, and starting tomorrow, we're doing our second Pawsport of the summer. Pawsport to adoption is a $10 adoption fee for all of our cats, and it comes with a bag of food, and they come obviously spayed or neutered and microchipped and the whole works, and it's only $10, and you get a free T-shirt. So.
Wow.
While supplies last, of course. So come and see us tomorrow. That starts tomorrow. We're open 11 to 5. Tomorrow is also the last day of our 1776 dog adoption promotion that we were doing for Independence Day. So tomorrow's the last day for that. So come in. You can get a dog for 1776, and you can get a cat for 10 tomorrow. So it's going to be a crazy weekend at Haven, and we want to see as many animals as possible find forever homes.
It is. If you're going to do it, this is a great time.
It's
and
a great time.
And next Friday is the golf tournament.
Yes. Next Friday is Putt for Paws. And that is, I think there's a shotgun start super early in the morning. Pre-register now. Register.
It's like 9 o'clock. It's not that bad.
That's early. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, we might be able to. Oh, yeah. And I am looking for another twosome to join Linda and I.
Well, you hear
so
that?
If you play golf.
If you hear that, everybody.
If you play golf and you want to play, it's $100 a person, but you do get lunch and all types of little prizes.
And there's all kinds of raffle prizes. And
all types of great things that happen next. Yeah. It's going to be a week. Yeah. And all you know, the proceeds go to?
Go to Haven Humane.
Haven Humane. So we can continue to keep the prices low.
Exactly.
For adopting animals.
You can come and golf with you. I don't know what your golf game's like.
Makes no difference. We'll drink beer.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Or we don't have to drink beer. It's up to you. I mean, there'll be no illicit drugs out there.
No. None of that. No.
None of that. But there will be a beer cart going back and forth, I guess, around. Are you going to be driving the beer cart?
I'm not. I wish. I am actually probably not going to be there. I have to work at the shelter on Saturday.
It's not a Saturday. It's a Friday.
Is it Friday? Oh, well, I'm doing news and radio that day.
Oh, we may be out there.
Oh, well.
On a remote.
Ooh, I'll come see you then.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to go back and check that.
Yeah, and tonight is actually the Colt 45 game as well. It was postponed the last time because of weather. It rained them out, so that is tonight.
33-1 last night, by the way.
The game. Our guys?
We won.
Who'd they play?
Oh, I forgot the team, but...
It's not the Tigers, was it?
No, it wasn't the Tigers. I actually think the Tigers might have done better.
33-1. Don't they call the game after a certain time?
No, not in this league.
Oh, man.
Oh.
No.
Oh. 33-1.
Yeah.
I think I'd have left after like the fifth inning when
too.
It was 20 or something.
I would have been napping.
I tell you one thing I did do one time with the Colts. I left when it was like 9-3. big mistake that was.
No, just turned around.
It,
huh?
It was like 12-11 or something.
Oh, man.
Great. Okay, so tonight is the night to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Colt 45. I may be down there tonight.
Come see us this weekend.
Maybe down there tonight to support you guys.
All righty.
I'm going to try.
Sounds
you never
good.
Can tell. All right. Now, how do they get a hold of you?
241-1653. That's the Adoption Center.
And if you want to play in the golf tournament?
You can register online at havenhumane.org.
And if you come to the game tonight, half of every ticket goes to?
Haven Humane. So it's a good time. Come watch some baseball. Come this weekend. Get a pet. It'll be awesome.
There you go. Amy, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You bet. You too. Okay. A lot of stuff going on here. So, 33-1.
33-1.
We won that.
We did.
My gosh.
Actually, it was 33-0 until the bottom or the top of the ninth, and they scored a home run.
Ah!
Right at the very end there.
How many pitchers do we use?
I don't know, but I know they went through quite a bunch.
Probably the whole team pitched at least an inning or a part of an inning, it sounds like. I have been on the other end in a football game of a 64-0 game.
Ouch.
My first year of playing football in high school. It was a small school, and we went from 8-man football to 11-man football. I think there's only 24 or 25 of us on the team, and we go down and play Belhaven. They brought out like 75 players on the field. It's September in North Carolina along the coast. You can't believe how hot it was. For some reason, the coach thought it would be a good idea to have lemonade instead of water out there. Oh, you know how much lemonade you can throw up during a game. We had one guy that practiced at least 6 times. They just ran all over us, through us. I mean, everybody in that. I know what? We could have put 24 of us out there at one time. The only outweight is like about 75 pounds per person on the line.
No,
it was just like, it was terrible. And we just, I mean, I don't know. 33-1. There should be some kind of rule that says, hey, after 20, let's just call it.
Yeah.
You know, the umpire calls it for time. Hey, we've been out here too long. How long did the game last night?
It was about 2.5 hours, close to that.
I can just imagine Kyle calling this game.
Oh, he
and
was...
there's another hit up the middle. Whoa, no. There's another one over the shortstop set. Oh, another home run.
No, at some point he was like, I feel bad for keep, you know, saying the stats and the scores because it's just getting repetitive at that point.
Yeah, he's going, you know, okay. Gosh, it looks like another hit. Hey, somebody bring me a hot dog up here.
But it's not like football, though, because there's no time exactly. It's, you know, it's based on outs as opposed to if they do the mercy rule, say, if we're doing the high school football, they'll just stopping the clock.
Oh.
And let it, you know.
And let it run out. But you can't do that in baseball.
Right, yeah.
Baseball is just... Well, you know what? I tell you what. I guarantee you that the Colt 45 is going to wish they could have 29 of those runs back. Because they're going to go play somebody that's going to be whipping up on them. They go, use five. You know what? I want to use five of those runs that we had in this game.
Well, we played Portland tonight, and apparently they're no slouches. So
you don't remember?
We shall see.
It's the same team we played on the 4th of July?
No, that was – oh, the one last night was, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we beat them 10-3 that night.
Yeah, I believe so. And then I think the next highest score was 16-1. We played the Fairfield Indians last week, and it was 24-1. I didn't think I'd see.
Our guys are just whacking it out there.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you seen some of those kids?
I haven't. I haven't been out there yet.
Well, that's right. Well, you need to, we need to get you out there, first of all. Jared stays here, and he does all the engineering from here while we've got the game going on. So what we need to do is have Bob come in here one night. You go out there, use our tickets out there on the season tickets, and plant yourself out there and watch.
Well, we have
33-1.
We have 19 more games this season, so
we're going to be there as many as we can.
Try to get out there.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great time. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Now, here's who we have on today. We have some people that publish books, and the book they're published is called In the Valley, There Are Tigers. It's a very thorough, almost a history of the Vietnam War, written by a staff sergeant, special forces guy, who fought through many of the engagements there. And he's written a very, very thorough book. When I say thorough, I mean, researched. But plus there's talking about the incidents that are happening. He's talking about what happened, to the, President Diem and his brother. And, I mean, just everything as you go through this book. And it's, 541 pages. It's remarkable. I mean, I got the book yesterday. It's hard to put down. And especially, for people, Vietnam vets or people that want to understand what happened in Vietnam. It's a great book, but we're going to be talking to the publishers here in a little bit. Then Rachel Hatch will be on our show. Probably the smartest person in Reading will be here. And I'll just try to keep up with her. 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, we'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. How are you doing? Hope you're having a great day. It's Friday. Okay, you know what? I have things. I get the website on, you know, in the chat room. And then today I put something on the keyboard. And, you know, when you put something on the keyboard and then it just runs a bunch of weird letters or numbers for like 3 days, and then it put itself on the chat room. My fault. You know, and I don't know why, because I got a great night's sleep last night. Sleep Number. Sleep Number right now has got a deal where you can save $500 to $700 on their 2016 beds. Now, this is Sleep Number. This is a bed that has been rated number one by J.D. Powers. Linda and I have had it for 3 years, and we are just so extremely happy with it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. You can adjust them every night, and now with a new 360 Sleep Number, you can adjust to you while you sleep. It's hard to believe, but it won a Technology Award Innovation Award for how it can work there. Sleep Number. Over 90% of the owners with Sleep Number would recommend them to someone else, and it costs about the same as a regular mattress. Why not a Sleep Number? Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janis, any of the pros down there. Lay down on one of them, and I guarantee you, you're going to see the difference. Okay. President Trump is at the G20. Now here's the thing. There's the G20 conference over in Europe, and they've got already, and when it happens, pseudo terrorists from all over the world get there, and they riot. The whole big, it gets to be a riot time. And so far, 160 cops have been injured in the riots. So what's Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, doing? He's going to go over there, and he's going to protest too. I don't think Bill will probably be in the riots. He'd probably get all the security around him. But he is going to protest over there too. I'm not sure what he's protesting. I'm never sure what New York does anyway. He should be protesting the fact he's got cops being assassinated in the streets. While they were there, and when Trump was in Poland. The first lady of Poland, as Trump puts his hand out, you know, and Melania was there, the first lady of Poland reached past him and shook Mrs. Trump's hand, and then turned immediately and shook Trump's hand. Well, of course, you can imagine what Twitter and what all the fake news that came out was. Snubbed by First Lady. Snubbed by First Lady. Even though that's not what happened. But if you look at that one slight excerpt, or that one brief excerpt, like from a video, oh, she just went right past him, not telling the whole story. CNN, CBS, NBC. Enough so that the president of this country came out and tweeted, this is fake news. He uses the term, this is fake news. That's not what happened at all. My wife did not do that. And so, I mean, and then they come back, oh, yeah, I knew that, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it was, but they picked anything to make Trump look bad. And he does enough on his own. We all know that. To get so that you wonder. But it doesn't let up by the media. It has to start. You know, guys, you guys have got to hit the reset button. And, of course, President Trump, you ought to hit the reset button, too, on a couple of these things. However, he's, you know, there's so much that's wrong with politics today and news coverage of politics. It all needs to change. We need to get back to it's not what you believe. It's not your little snowflake feelings or hard right feelings when you're writing down a news topic. It's the news. Who, what, when, where, how. Is that right, Jaron? It's not who, what, when, where, how, and how I feel about it. What in the hell is that? That is not news. Who, what, when, where, how. And then that's the story. Not, well.
Right, we want the opinion.
Here's my opinion of why this happened. I don't want your opinion. I don't want you to say when this guy who shot the cop in New York, obviously he was, he'd been arrested several times and felt bad about it. No, I don't want that. I want to know that he had a record. You don't know how he felt about it. He's dead. I don't want to see that. Been arrested many times. What?
I was just going to. It was a female officer.
I know, but the guy that shot him. Gotcha. You know, he'd been arrested many times.
Right.
Blah,
well,
blah, blah, blah,
the
blah.
Thing there is you got to choose your news sources wisely. I mean, there are plenty of conservative and liberal outlets that are just mostly opinion.
Caca.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
I believe that's allowed.
The news. Now, I'll tell you what. The news that I see, you know, but there's, and it's not all of it. It's just part of it. It's like Fox News. When you get into it to Fox News and people like Bill Hemmer in the morning, he's reading news stuff. It's not Bill Hemmer saying, oh, I think this is why. Then you can go to Headline News. They hit the news. And CNN, they also have shows that are pretty much newsy. I haven't seen an MSNBC newsy show. Most of their stuff is, you know, got. If it's got a host on it, it's usually opinion.
Right.
So you got to kind of watch it there. But you're right. You're right. There's enough. So what news outlets do you look at? Jared's, you know, is more progressive.
I'm a news junkie, which isn't necessarily a good thing. But to be honest, the news sources I trust the most, probably BBC is probably up there on my radar. I appreciate the Associated Press, which just usually reports what they see.
Usually, yeah. But there's been – they have incidents, too, that they've just totally, you know, rolled over.
But NPR News.
NPR?
NPR News, not their shows.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Okay.
Because Fox News can be the same way. They can have opinion pieces, and then they can have people just reporting the news.
Just reporting the news. That's
so
right.
So there's a difference there. So the news specifically – I know people might disagree with me, but Reuters?
Reuters, you know, not so much. I mean, they haven't been, you know, it's, you usually see AP.
How about the
Huffington Post?
No, that's
it is too far out there.
You
huh?
know, I know all the listeners are going to hate me for this, but I'm pretty liberal, but I dislike left-slanted news outlets just as much as I hate the right-slanted ones.
There you go, buddy. I read Huffington Post because I like to see what's on there.
Because
every so often Huffington Post has some things on there that are like, oh, I didn't know that. And then you go back and research it someplace else and you find out it's a news item they picked up from a reputable source.
No, I believe the Huffington Post can have unbiased articles. But like, for instance, Salon. I don't know if you've ever.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
It's extremely left-leaning I can't stand it. It's just too far.
Yeah. Then you get Newsmax.
That's a little conservative for my taste. A little too far.
Alex
too far
Jones.
Right. Okay, that's just beyond reality.
Alex Jones. I mean, just using his name sometimes I'm like, wow, Alex Jones, cuz like some of the things he says. Wow. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. But going back, Trump is back in the G20, and he has met Putin. The first time they have ever met, shook hands. They had a gripping grin, you know. They shook hands, smiled. So it's going to be interesting. You know, of course, you got people going, well, you've got to watch out for Putin. He will just, you know, and you're going to end up walking out there and, you know, your wallet's gone, your ring's gone, and he's kissed your wife. So, I mean, you got those people saying that. Others are saying, hey, it's a time to kind of, you know, get some things done here. Is that, hey, you hacked into our election. We don't like it. And then he says, you've hacked into our elections. We don't like it. And so you both agreed that that's happened and let's just lay off this. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, we'll be right back with the Charles McDonald story and what's going on with that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Let freedom ring, let the white doves sing, let the whole world know that today is the day of a reckoning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here at Ground Zero in Redding. We win the battle down here. We're going to win the battle for the rest of Redding right down here on Market Street. Yeah, as we redo this whole area. Take it, Redding, back. Not that it's gone anywhere, but, you know, I like that saying. Take Redding back so that we can walk the streets at any time without any problems. Okay, that's more of a political statement, as we know. 7:34 in the morning, 72 degrees. It's going up to 108 today. And the people I'm getting ready to talk to have this great catering business, and they're going to be out at the Sundial Bridge. Is that during the day or is that tonight?
That's this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock when we are at the very apex of the day. The heat of the day coming down. You're not even going to have to cook the food. You just put it out there, and it's just going to warm itself up in like 5 minutes. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Again, 72 degrees going up to 108 today. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Also won a very prestigious award for hiring veterans. Chuck and Judy Kenny did. This next Saturday, Sunday Serenade, a nostalgic evening of music, dancing, and ice cream Sundays at the All Saints Episcopal Church. And it's all the proceeds are going to modernize the All Saints Memorial Hall there. A magical evening of swing and jazz to the Lou White Band. And I believe Linda's going to be there singing a few songs. But, yes, she is going to be there too. So you can come in, listen to what's going on there, music, dancing, and ice cream Sundays. $35 a ticket for adults, seniors, 30, youth, 15. So give them a call down there or just stop by or check out memorialhall.eventbrite.com. Okay. I'm here with a husband-wife team. And I guess I should have known it but because they don't look alike, but they seem to be very friendly. Cheryl Moore and Arthur Moore, and they are the owners of Star Spangled Catering, first of all, but they're also veterans, and thank you so much for your service. We have a Navy vet, who is Arthur, and we have an Army vet, who is Cheryl. And you both are retired?
Yes. That is
retired
correct.
Retired from the service.
Retired, disabled, and wanting to support our veterans.
Cool. So your Star Spangled Catering, tell us about that a little bit.
I went to school at Shasta College. I was an engineer before that, and I wasn't very happy where I was, so I decided to I love cooking. I tried out for Master Chef and Hell's Kitchen and made it on both shows.
You got into it?
I got into both of them, and I was like, you know
what?
Were you
on the TV?
I didn't
make it to that part.
I didn't make it to that part, but
you got through the cuts.
That was enough.
Yeah.
That just gave, you know what, I'm going to go to school for this. And I did. And I graduated last semester from Shasta College.
In what?
In culinary arts and hospitality.
Wow.
So I'm doing it now.
And you didn't bring any.
It's very early in the morning. I would have had to get up.
You are in the Army. I don't want to hear that. Oh, unless the Army and Navy. Oh, yeah. Here, let me give you my – I don't want to get out of bed card because I'm in the Snowflake Battalion.
We didn't do that in the Navy.
No, we didn't do that in the Army.
Well, you're part of this too. Where's the donuts or, you know, little baked little cinnamon rolls?
Yeah. I had a recommendation last night, but I don't think it was followed.
Well, this interview is over right now. Hell with this.
I will bring you something next time.
Well, something. All right. Anyway, so y'all are here from Reading, and you decided to start up your Star Spangled Catering.
Yes.
And so now you've got a big one today.
Yes.
Down there at the bridge.
Yes.
At the of course the Sundial Bridge, because there's a giant reggae.
Yes. Festival.
Did you know there's a reggae? Jared. You're a knowing guy. You're out there doing all this neat stuff. Did you know there's a reggae festival down at the Sundial Bridge?
I had no idea.
I had no idea there's a reggae festival going on there.
Catch
a
Fire.
I like reggae.
Yep.
What is it called?
Catch a Fire Tour.
Catch a Fire Tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Great band.
With a K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great band.
So you're all going to be the caterers down there. So what kind of food do you serve during a reggae festival?
Well, we're doing barbecue, tri-tip, Kahlua pork, and chicken katsu.
Chicken katsu.
Yeah, okay. With all the sides, baked beans, slaw, everything.
Wow.
Homemade strawberry lemonade. Organic when we can get it. So it's going to be good.
Reggae.
I'm not a huge reggae fan, but I might come down because that sounds
that
delicious.
That sounds delicious. I went to probably the largest reggae festival in California. It's
wow.
It's over on the coast. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but it's over there in and it's over there in Humboldt County, I think, or someplace over there. It's on the river.
Wow.
Reggae on the river.
Oh.
Because I went over there to look at it, to look at the security, how the security is being run by the Highway Patrol. And there are thousands of people thousands of people that go to this thing. Yeah. I mean, they park everywhere. They go down. They go down this hill on the river, or they get, you know, shuttles or all this stuff. I mean, they're all, you know, they're there for like 3 days.
Wow.
Oh yeah, this is big. You know, I mean, it's like I never saw so many dreadlocks in one place. But we didn't go down in the middle of it because they were controlling it from the top. But I said, "Do you have people down there?" I said, "Yeah, usually not, because they pretty much, you know, they got their own security down there. This is just to get them in and out,
right?
And make sure everything is okay, you know, along the road there." But yep. Reggae, and we've got it right here in town.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Catch fire. Okay, that's going to be at.
At the Sundial Bridge.
When? At 4 o'clock.
Today at 4 o'clock.
It starts
the gates
at 4.
Open at 4. Yep.
Gates open at 4.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yep. If you're looking for reggae, it's Friday night.
Yep.
Do-do-do-do. And you don't go to the Colt 45s game, then you can go to the reggae and have some super food.
Yep.
But that's not why you guys are here.
No, sir.
You all are here because you brought me a book called In the Valley There Are Tigers. Which is a great name for a book, anyway. A lot of people don't know in Vietnam, there were tigers in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Tigers that killed people.
Yep.
Soldiers that killed at least one soldier that I've heard of. But this book is much more than this, and this is by a gent by the name of Charles McDonald, who is your dad.
My dad, yes.
And where's he live?
In Iowa with my mom.
Okay.
They just built a house there in Iowa. Yes.
Well, he's written a number of books.
Yes.
And the big thing about this is that, Arthur,
yes,
you publish this. You publish books. You edit books. And you handed me a copy of the book yesterday because the first time we met was yesterday. And I said, let me have it so I can take a look at it. It's totally different than what I thought it was going to be. If you are a student of history and of Vietnam history, and a lot of Vietnam vets out there, it's 600 and something pages, I guess. And it is probably one of the most well-researched books, you know. Just and I'm saying this from I went through it quickly because I didn't have a lot of time. But I look at the forewords, I look at the explanations of things, the glossary, and I start reading through several of the chapters. And I look at, you know, and he's got so much. He starts the Vietnam War from the beginning, and he had at least two tours there. And including a Distinguished Service Cross, which is it's right below the Medal of Honor as far as heroism in a battle he was involved in. He was a special forces guy that was in assisting the Vietnamese. But this thing is a total history, including, I mean, he tells what happens to people that were in, like the Diem brothers when they were, President Diem when he was overthrown, and the guys that executed him, where they are now. I mean, one lives in Seattle, one lives in France.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, one lives in Canada. And then there's another one that was used to be the president of South Vietnam when it fell. He lives in France now. So very, very well researched. So, how did your dad get into this thing? Or how did your father-in-law get into this?
He, when he was there, he just started documenting everything. And after he got out and speaking to all of his friends and all of the people he served with, they inspired him to write it all down and create these memoirs. And the interesting thing about the memoirs are that he describes things that I wasn't in during the time when there was war. And for somebody to understand what these service members were going through, the sacrifices that they made, I didn't understand it until I read this book, until I edited and published this book.
Photos taken by, I imagine, your dad.
Yep.
These aren't your typical photos. He shows the face of death. He shows the face of death being, you know, the enemy you're fighting with, wearing shorts. And his little pith helmet and his AK-47.
Yeah.
He has photos of his friends, photos of himself in here. It's interspersed through the manuscript here. An example is Team 2 and Team 3 of SF guys that are out in the highlands. They're helping in the fights. So, okay, so when this started, I mean, you started reading what he was writing. And you realize there was more to it than just a novel, because he's given you novels before.
Yes.
And I mean, I've got one of those. I want to read one of those novels. It's about the French and Indian War. Mm-hmm. I'm bogarting off you here. And but this one was his life in combat.
Yeah, this was when I started reading this book. It kind of captured me, and I started reading more. And the more I read, the more I felt like a lot of people don't understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this book really does need to get out so people have a better understanding of why we were there, why things went the way they did, who was making the decisions, why we were thinking over here in the States the things we were thinking when they might not necessarily been true.
Right.
Because of the news coverage in this. And
yep.
and also misleading reports from the government.
Yep.
And this is not based on, PFC Schmuckatella.
Mm-mm.
On the lines. No, this is based on his research.
Yes.
Of everything that happened. I mean, you know, thoroughly researched. And it's 547 pages, by the way. And plus being there. So he
yes.
can talk about what was happening to him, but he juxtaposes it into what's happening in the Vietnam War during this time frame.
He was an interrogator.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the information that he wrote down in his memoirs are actually firsthand from him getting information from people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not classified anymore. Probably
no.
At that point it was classified, but not anymore. Now, has your dad gone back to Vietnam?
No.
He's never gone back?
No.
Has he still got, like, a price on his head?
I don't know, but he doesn't. He's basically on a compound in Iowa. You know, that's where he's going to remain for the rest of his days.
Not because he's locked up there.
No, no. Okay. No, because
it's not called the Iowa State Jail or anything.
He wants to live
in a strange way, he is locked up there.
Yeah. Yep.
Has he ever left Vietnam?
No.
Okay.
No, he's
let's talk about that. Let's talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a break here. And
okay.
I'm with, author and Cheryl Moore, residents, book publishers,
yes.
but also the head of Star Spangled Catering. And it's a veteran-owned business, of course, both of them veterans, retired veterans. And I've never met them before. And I'm really happy we've had this opportunity. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. If you're looking for a place for in-home health care, whether it's short-term, long-term, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers. She started this business 10 years ago. It's best, you know, it's been voted best in the North State. She's a businesswoman or business person of the year. And she provides quality in-home health care. Give her a call, 226-8350. Anything ever happens to Linda, I would have somebody take care of her from Home Helpers. Because I know that they care about the people that they're helping. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on July the 7th, 2017.
Okay, so totally. There's a gnarly party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino, okay? Dress your 80s best and join us in a rad atmosphere Thursday, July 13th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the totally 80s party pit. Dude, it's radical. Featuring $1 select blackjack tables, 80s songs, hot seat drawings, food, drink specials, and friendly dealers. No one else in town offers this. The totally 80s party pit. Details, log on to windriver.com. Dude, we'll see you there. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the
the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
July 14th and 15th, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m. and p.m. and p.m. and...
Something you call love, but confess. You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm not sure why that one's being played. These boots are made for walking, buddy.
It's a Full Metal Jacket soundtrack.
Full Metal Jacket soundtrack, of course. And if you haven't seen Full Metal Jacket, if you don't watch anything except the time in the boot camp, up until the time the guy kills himself in the head, if you don't watch, if you watch it just up to there and just turn it off, you understand why. I remember every day of boot camp starting in September 1970. Every day I can tell you about it, and I can't tell you what I had for breakfast, but I can remember that, 1970, because that guy could have been my drill instructor. My drill instructor was a little bit tougher. 8 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. Four Winds Jewelry is, sponsors this segment of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. And if you've got anything wrong with a watch, you take it anywhere else, it's going to end up here anyway. Cut out the middleman. Go to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It is an outstanding store. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, I'm here with Cheryl and Arthur Moore. They, besides owning the Star Spangled Catering business, and they are both veterans, and they're also book publishers, editors and book publishers, and have published a number of books. And we're talking about the one there, the book her father wrote. He's written a number of books, but this one is In the Valley There Are Tigers. It's 500 and something pages. But if you're interested at all in the Vietnam War, this book is so well researched, and it's told from an, he's got the whole history of what happened there, but also what he was doing while he was there as an interpreter with the special forces in the working with the Vietnamese. And an incredible story in here. A distinguished service cross. Two Purple Hearts, which is equivalent to the Navy Cross, which is also, you know, that's just one step below the medal. And many people believe that if you've reached that one point, that, you know, how can you, you know, it, how do you discern between that one and the medal? But it happens. Okay, so he's written this book, and it's we're talking about him, and he hasn't left Vietnam, and we talked a little bit during the break about my cousin who went through that too, who was wounded, and that's why I asked, did he ever go back to Vietnam? My cousin didn't, but he wanted to, but he died before he could go back. Many of the people I've talked to that were in Vietnam have gone back for that trip. and are glad they did it. One of them, in fact, Chuck Kenny goes back, and he's and they help locate the remains of those MIAs. So, and they go back, and the Vietnamese are very, very helpful. Yeah. You know, that's ancient history. These are guys that he fought against. And so, okay, how do people get this book?
People can go to Amazon.com. They can go to BarnesandNoble.com. It's just do a Google search for In This Valley, There Are Tigers, and it'll pop up.
How long did it take him to write this book? Well, probably since 1960-something. But
he's been writing it for a long time. He had it all written down. Mm-hmm. It's just it wasn't together, so when he sent me the digital copy, we just put it together.
Okay. And now he's written other books, too, and he's got a series of The War Trail. So there's two books in that. Is that correct?
It's a four-part series. Done with the first two in paperback. The last two are available in digital copy right now. I'm working on getting them into paperback.
So the first one is Dark Moon.
First one is The War Trail.
Oh, The War Trail. Okay.
Dark Moon is the second one.
Okay, Dark Moon is the second one. And the photo on Dark Moon is?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And this is The War Trail is a story about the Eastern French frontier and the French and Indian War. And how the Americans were, American families and everything were coping with what was going on there. And so, again, written by Charles McDonnell.
Yeah.
He was born into a ranching family, the Rocking H in Northern California. He graduated from school, from outfitter school in Montana. Spent 4 years in the Idaho wilderness, working as a wrangler, fishing and hunting guide. He has a Bachelor's of Science in History from Chaminade College of Honolulu, which I'm very, I know about that. That wasn't a laugh. Chaminade has a basketball team. It's a little known fact. Chaminade has a basketball team that's pretty good. Every year get all the teams together, they have a...
like a playoff.
It's just a big, you know, the
bowl, tournament.
A tournament.
Yeah.
Every year... They used to be. Chaminade would knock off a top five team because these teams would come in. And after the first three or four times they did it, then they started getting ready for them. But they came in, there's this little team here. No, these guys are good. And then everybody comes to Hawaii for the first time, you know, and they make sure they're having a great time. They'd go in on the basketball court, and they would hammer them on that until they found out. Chaminade. Okay, and then he attended the basic and advanced and executive protection school at the North Mountain Pines Training Center at Berryville, Virginia, after he left the service. And he's worked as a personal protection specialist.
Mm-hmm.
He has written a lot. He was a life member of the Special Forces Association and Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Yep. He worked at the White House under Clinton.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Special Asset Protection. High value asset protection.
Wow. Okay. And now he's in Iowa. Is he farming corn or something, or just kind of just enjoying himself?
They have two giant ponds on their 35 acres, and they just had it stocked with all kinds of fish, and so he loves to fish.
Okay. All right. So Arthur and Cheryl Moore.
Yes.
From our locals from right here in town. They published a book. How do they get it? Again, is it can go through, you can go to Amazon.com and
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. And this, and it's called, the name of the book is In the Valley There Are, In This Valley There Are Tigers.
Yes.
In This Valley There Are Tigers. And plus, let's give a big shout out for your Star Spangled Catering.
In the mood for great tasting food?
There you go.
Call us up.
Call you up. And what's your phone number there?
It's 530-722-8835.
Okay. Ordinarily, I don't go for like a full segment here, two segments on this, but we talked a lot about your business. But this is a very interesting book, and I know a lot of people that really get into it. I'm thinking of, you know, soldiers, some of our SF guys, but also anybody that's just interested in it, interested in the idea of what really happened there. You know, to this day, most people don't know is that we never lost a pitched battle in Vietnam. We didn't lose Hue. We didn't lose, you know, Tet. Yeah. We didn't lose those. We won Khe Sanh. We won all of those. We lost the war because we lost the initiative. In the media and politically.
Yes.
We lost it.
Yes.
They lost the initiative. Once that happened, now we just, let's just get out of there.
Yep.
You got to go in with an idea of why you're there and an exit strategy.
Yes. Yep.
Which we didn't have. Hey, thanks so much for your service and for coming in here. Remember, Star Spangled's Catering, they're going to be at 4 o'clock today at the Sundial Bridge because there's a giant reggae festival going on down there, which surprises all of us. And but have a great time. And, hey, right. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. All right. Hey, when we come back, Rachel Hatch, arguably the smartest person in Reading, will be with us. Maybe even California.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Putin and Russia sit down for their first ever face-to-face meeting.
Seated next to the Russian leader in Germany, President Trump said it was an honor to be with Putin, and he sounded optimistic about U.S.-Russian relations.
President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well. We've had some very, very good talks.
Putin also viewed the face-to-face meeting as a positive sign, saying a phone conversation is never enough. He said he hoped the meeting would yield positive results.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, who reports that neither leader offered many details about what they've discussed so far. U.S. stocks bouncing back this morning after the government said hiring grew at a stronger pace in June. Technology companies making some of the biggest gains, while energy companies are seeing declines right along with oil prices. Is not his first choice, but now Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he will embrace a plan to repeal now and replace later when it comes to Obamacare if the Senate comes up short in its bid for a more comprehensive plan.
Lending support to a proposal first suggested by the president, Cruz tells the Washington Post repeal would be delayed by a year or two while lawmakers work on a replacement. Latest attempts to pass
and protecting human lives is job one.
My bosses have made it perfectly clear that my priorities are number one, without question.
Human safety, says Todd Pechota. More from townhall.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The mother of a terminally ill baby in London says recent international support has revived her hopes for her son's life and says he's not suffering.
Very sick baby Charlie Gard's mum, Connie Yates, has told the television programme Good Morning Britain that recent intervention attempts from Pope Francis and President Donald Trump have helped extend Charlie's time on life support. The 11-month-old's life support was to end last Friday after his parents lost their final appeal to have him taken to America for experimental therapy. The European Court of Human Rights sided with the Great Ormond Street Specialist Hospital's decision that therapy would not help and life support should end. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Pentagon says that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have killed a total of 603 civilians since their air campaign against the Islamic State terrorist group was launched in 2014. More from townhall.com. Hundreds of thousands of American students study abroad each year, but nobody can say exactly how many are injured or die.
Mothers grieving for children killed while studying overseas are demanding that U.S. education institutions provide more oversight of a $183 billion youth travel industry that offers little transparency about what happens when things go wrong. The number of American students studying abroad each year has doubled in the last decade, but while U.S. colleges and universities must report deaths on their campuses, they are not required to disclose most students' deaths abroad.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A 76-year-old woman riding a mobility scooter down the shoulder of Interstate 75 in northern Michigan received a warning and a ride home from a friendly Michigan State Police trooper. They say she had already traveled about 1 mile away from her home, and a trooper flagged her down finally and gave her a ride back home. More details on all these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero here in Reading. That's right, the center of Reading on Market Street, in between everything that's going on down here and everything that can go on down here. If it's going on, we see what's happening down here, and it has a direct impact on us, and it's good. If it's not so good that's happening, we can talk about it. If it's good, we talk about that too. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 7th of July. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Come in and say things. Say nice things. Don't do like I do and just accidentally push down on one of the keys for like 5 minutes and then published it. Jared, what's it look like for weather here for today, tomorrow, and the next few days? Oh no, I've got like four lines of parentheses that are just going. Look at that! I'm just a great job, Carl. Anyway, go.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure you were done there. No. It's currently 79 degrees here. It's going to be a hot 23. On Monday, the heat goes down. It's only 171.
All right. Hey, it's almost getting to be sweater weather out there. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Located in Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to veterans and seniors. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning and good Friday.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are higher after a better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow is up 55 points at 21,374. The S&P 500 is adding 9 points to 2,419, and the Nasdaq Composite gaining 44 points to 6,134. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 2 cents at 24.69, Chesapeake Energy off 18 cents trading at 4.47, and AmBev up 13 cents at $5.47. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Verizon down 23 cents at 43.28, PepsiCo positive 13 cents, trading at $115.26 per share, and Target up 2 pennies at $51.46. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced sealed 2.38% and the 30-year bond 2.92%. Commodity prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $10.50 an ounce at $1,215. Silver off 41 cents at $15.58 per ounce. And crude oil down $1.44, trading at $44 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Now, Susan Eastman is the First Vice President of Investments for Wells Fargo, located at Park Marina Drive. Is just, if you're looking for, you've had investments or, I'm doing okay in the stock market. Are you? Ask Susan Eastman. Give her a call. Wells Fargo. Let's go to Terry. Good morning. You have an announcement, Terry.
I do, Carl. How are you doing today?
I am peachy.
That's good. That's the same thing David Keel says. Same expression.
Now, he learned it from me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Anyway, Monday night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church, Mark Baird will be coming in, and he'll be talking about the state of the state. There are some important issues that have just come up. Mark will be coming here. We're pretty excited about this meeting, but, we really have to talk about the skin in the game. What's your line in the sand? And it's going to be an extremely, extremely good meeting. We want to encourage everybody to be there. Again, at 6 o'clock, Mark will be speaking. At 5:30, we have our Jefferson meeting. And that will be for folks who don't know anything about Jefferson. We have an orientation group. And we also have a group for those who have been involved on some of the events we're having coming up that are going to be start looking around. There's going to be some really neat events coming up.
Great. Okay, and that's Monday night at 6 p.m.
It is.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, our guest today is Rachel Hatch, who used to be from the Institute of the Future, which, just working for the Institute of the Future is outstanding.
Pretty incredible place.
But she had to travel a lot,
mm-hmm.
up and down, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the McConnell Foundation never wants to let flies land on them. They're pretty bright over there, and they hired you. I think they even made a new position, didn't they?
Well, I'm 1 month in officer for community vitality.
There you go.
The board really determined that community vitality needed to be a focus area for the next 10 years, and that the first priority for that would be downtown Reading revitalization. So, you know, this is a new area. I think it kind of complements the other programmatic areas of the foundation, which are things like, you know, children, youth, and education, sustainable and livable communities, scholarships, the international work that they do as well. And this is brand new. So this is going to be a chance to really explore what does community vitality mean in this particular place.
Okay, so let's start out with that. What is community vitality?
So you know it when you see it, right? That's
like
one
art.
Thing.
Like
you can
art.
Probably close your eyes and picture some place that you've been that you think of, you know, a street corner that you can picture in your head, and it
tree,
is what you imagine.
A street corner with a tree on it. There's businesses along the street that people are strolling down. There's on both sides of the street. It's clean. You don't have people laying there in the front of a business that you have to step over. It's a variety of businesses and and maybe a city park in the center of it. You know, maybe something there that you can, you know, that people are playing their guitars and the music. It's generally, you know, the streets are open. There's bicyclists. There's people walking. These are the kind of things I see. But trees, I think trees are an important thing, part of it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know, I mean, just concrete and buildings, they need more.
Especially with the weather forecast that we just heard a few minutes ago.
And we haven't
trees
gotten
are critical.
We haven't gotten to the hot time yet either.
Right.
As we know. Okay. You asked me what I thought. That's what I kind of picture.
And, you know, a vital community is a place where people love to live, work, learn, and play. And it's intangible, right? So this is a vital community is the kind of place where kids grow up, maybe they go away to college or to gain some other skills, and they actually want to come back, right? So it's brain gain, not brain drain.
That's right.
I think of a vital community as a crossroads of people and ideas. And you see some of that in Reading already, and I think that has potential to build. One of my favorite definitions of community vitality is by a woman named Carol Coletta. She's great at thinking about the intersection between business and community life. So she used to work at CEOs for Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that a vital community is a place where you can go downtown and you can stumble on the fun. And I love that image, because it feels like, you know, you don't have to make a plan, you don't have an itinerary, and it's not
a
carefully designed schedule. You just head to the place where things are happening.
Where you want to go downtown.
Right.
I mean, because we live downtown, and it's easy for us to do that. I mean, we could literally stroll downtown, and we have before. And then let's go down and just have dinner or listen to this. Oh, there's some music going on over there or the Cascade, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes sense to me. So,
and it's, you know, it's a really important that the people of the place actually invest in the place. I think that's critical for making community vitality happen. So you may have heard, do you know the film Field of Dreams?
Oh, yeah.
Baseball film, right?
Build it
set
and
in
they
Iowa,
will come.
My home state.
Yeah. Build it and they will come.
Exactly. So the thing that I'm curious about is some people use the, you know, inverse of that saying, if they build it, they will stay. And so I'm really, right now, as I'm new in this position, I'm kind of looking around for who are the people that are building interesting things here, particularly some of the people we might be worried about losing to brain drain, to try to figure out what are the moments of invitation to invite them to build things here and to make this place the kind of place that they want to see. Because I think that's ultimately why people stay.
Okay. We're with Rachel Hatch, who is the Director of Community Vitality for the McConnell Foundation, formerly one of the leaders in Institute of the Future, well-known around town. It's 8:15. It's, you know, and we need to check the temperature. You're saying it's only 79 at 8:15 in the morning. I'm pretty sure it's, like, hotter than that. Going up to 108 today. Don't leave anything in the car that you want. Don't leave anything in the car that you want to see the same when you come back. Like, dogs or kids or grandparents or chocolates or anything else you have. 81 degrees, going up to 108 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair. Been in the business for over 20 years. If you can find a better place to get your windshield worked on, go to it. But you're not. He fixes little chips, size of a dime, a quarter, and cracks all the way up to 2.5 feet in length. A veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst knows what he's doing. Professional. He's graduated from all the right schools, and he's got plenty of experience under his belt. 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call. 241-8373. Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Rachel Hatch.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda was singing last night at Overtime Lounge, and on the days that she sings, you know, the next day she's kind of off. And, you know, she's kind of like gets to hang around the house.
It's
And like going on your air. Or is it going, Is it blowing your dog or cat across the floor because the air is coming out so hard and it's cold that you have to kind of like get little – you have to wear little slippies because your toes are cold? If it's not working like that, you're dying out there. Alliance Heating and Air can fix it. Enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I know. Rachel Hatch is my guest, and to know Rachel Hatch is you know, it's good for you. It'll make you a better person. And she's there laughing at the little footies
that's
in your
mental
house.
Mental image, I'm, no,
yeah,
I can't.
My little
that.
My little pink ones with the little rabbit ears that I got, and you know, I've been wearing for a long time. You know, so hey.
That needs to be a Facebook post.
I tell you what,
take a look at that later.
You go to Somalia, you know, and you have little things to keep you happy.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. We're talking about Rachel here has done so many things for our community under for when she was associated with the Institute of the Future, and I mean showing people how things are going to be. And now, McConnell Foundation just swooped her up. And put her in charge of community vitality. And we've talked about what that is. It's you wanting to go downtown. It's you stumbling over fun.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing how that happened. And there's a lot of things, though, that are going on, also besides that. And the measure of it, though.
Right.
How do you, because there's got all these ways to measure. Oh, Reading's the fifth largest. You know, it's got the, you know, it's fifth in the nation for stolen cars. Or Reading is, you know, the unhappiest place in the world. I'm not sure how they measure that. I mean, going, well, how do you measure that? I mean, who do you ask? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody asked me, are you unhappy in Reading? No, I'm very happy in Reading. I mean, does that get registered? No, they use some weird thing. How do we know if people are happy?
Well, you know, when I think of a vital community, one of the metrics that I think is going to be important, given where Reading is to look at how many people are actually living downtown. And, you know, when people live downtown, then they're likely to do a whole bunch of other activities downtown. There is a real interest, especially in younger generations, in living in urban core areas, even in towns, you know, the size of ours, around 90,000 people. So that's one metric. I'm just curious to start tracking as how many people are living downtown. Another one is
– when you say living downtown, you don't mean like where I live. I mean, I live up off of Placer. You're talking about like downtown. Right here where,
mm-hmm.
where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If I could rent out part of the studio. But where they're doing with the K2 thing down here, where they're mm-hmm. building a
That'd
multi-use
be
building.
Yep.
The one behind us where the police station is, they're talking about that's going to be a multi-use building too. I'm not sure how that's going.
I think people are looking at properties all over the downtown right now and are trying to imagine, mm-hmm. you know, how people will want to use that space. There's a lot of excitement about the downtown bike loop that's coming to connect the Diesel Horse Bridge mm-hmm. to downtown. Just some things that are really opening up. And so we're in this sense of possibility right now.
Okay.
You know, development goes in cycles. And some people have been here a long time and seen a lot of waves of this. And I think this is a moment where there are some interesting convergences that could set this apart.
Do you think that there's, you know, I've heard this since I've been here. I've only been here 10 years. So that the old guard really doesn't want it to change that much. Have you heard that? You know, they want to kind of, you know, hey, we like it the way it is. We like Jack's the way it is. You know, we don't want, you know, new stuff around here. And, I mean, have you ever heard that?
You know, my experience has been especially shaped by being involved in Catalyst, uh-huh. One of the young professional organizations here.
Mm-hmm.
And in that context, I've been really hopeful at the response and the support of community members who are looking at next
Catalyst
generation
2030
leaders.
Club. These are great people. Yeah. And these are our future leaders. And we need to get them involved.
Right. And I think, you know, I'm curious to figure out how we can take some of the institutional memory of, you know, the kind of town elders or whatever the right term is, people who have really contributed a lot over the years and make sure that we don't lose that institutional memory, that we can transfer it somehow.
Yeah, these graybeards, as we call them in the military, even though they're like 50, you know, you're a graybeard. I'm 52. We're all 30. We've got to find how to incorporate them into the planning for the future.
Yeah.
They've gone
yeah.
through this before. And,
right.
And they may not be up on the latest, but they know
There's
what
wisdom.
It takes.
Yep.
There's wisdom there to say, you know what? This is what's going to happen. You know, we saw this 30 years ago, you know, this kind of thing. And so then you've got to say, yeah, that was 30 years ago, but a lot of things especially in bureaucracies, don't change that fast. You know?
Yeah, I've thought about what if we did something like there's this phenomenon of failure conferences where people get together and they basically, it's not a really programmed event, but they say, what's your biggest belly flop failure that you tried to do something for the community and it didn't work out? And what did you learn from that?
Belly flop.
That's the kind of thing I think would be really interesting to ask of our more senior leaders here who have lived through a lot and seen a lot.
You could ask Waukee about wanting to put a water slide down Placer Street right in the middle during the largest drought. Not during the largest drought.
True.
But that was kind of a belly flop. I mean, I could think of because you could slide down on your belly.
But I think the question is, what do people learn in those instances?
They did learn.
They carry forward.
That's
right.
They learned a lot from that, and we still did it, I think, like a year later after there was more water back. So, I mean, but. No, you're right. You know, because a lot of times you don't learn from a success. You learn from what a failure is. After you fail, and if you can step back, take a real good reason, good look of why. Mm-hmm. We used to murder board things afterwards. After action reports, immediately.
After action reports,
immediately exactly. After something happened, we'd bring in people from everybody that had something to do with this. Okay, what happened? Mm-hmm. And if it was good, fine. What went wrong? You know, and so after all the time, and I mean, these things became, I mean, these are very important to learn. So for the next time, mm-hmm. you can go forward and say, hey, look, this is what happened, and we don't want to do this again. Bang our heads on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I can picture people in my mind who I would love to just hear, what was your failure that you took and you converted into something else? And how is that different from the things that you found success in? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the kind of intergenerational exchange that needs to happen because we can't lose some of this, you know, wisdom. And it's really important to keep that embedded in the local context.
It is. And using that to move forward with it as, you know, you've got to be able to take the knowledge from the seniors, hand it down to the younger generation and let them move forward with it. But at that same point, seniors, guys, you guys got to step back. You can't be, you know, it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time to have the next generation move up here, you know, and, oh, but they blah, 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 they blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like they're going to be here. So you need to find out how to work together on this and not try to hinder.
Yeah. And I think next generation leaders would really appreciate the chance to call somebody up who's got that wisdom of experience at a key moment and say, you know, I'm banging my head against the wall about this or that. What should I do? And just ask advice in those kinds of moments.
Good idea. Let's go to the phones.
Kay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, Kay. How are you?
Good. Fine, thank you.
Good.
I think I was born and raised in Reading, and I've been off and seen all the world around. At least the United States. So, I mean,
that was kind of a evil little chuckle right there, Kay. I'm like,
well,
whoa.
I just wanted her to know that I hadn't stayed here all my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you have, it's normal for a certain percentage of kids. Even, I mean, like, I mean, I've lived in places where they have big colleges and universities, and the kids want to go to the other side of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to see the world. They want to, you know, get away from home. And, I mean, that's pretty normal. Anyway, I think one of the problems I see with downtown Reading at this point is there are no anchors. You need anchor businesses. You know, like, you need drug stores. You need you know, when you go downtown, you need, okay, I can go downtown, I can go to, you know, I can go to the hardware store, I can go to the bookstore, I can go, you know, I mean, we have too many of these little boutiques where things are made in Vietnam and they hardly fit anybody. I mean, that just doesn't fly.
I see what you're saying. You know what? You're talking about, like, you know, where we have the Cascade Theater. Maybe we need a movie theater downtown that brings people down here. Or maybe, you know, like you said, a drugstore, a small drugstore you can go in.
Well, we used to have drugstores.
Yeah.
We had toy stores. We had
everything.
We had
clothing stores.
Clothing stores that were departmental. You know, I mean, they had, you know, like we had Dickers and we had Penney's. And then we had stores that were like Woolworths. I mean, mm-hmm. you need stores with variety, because when I go downtown, I have things I want to do. Like, I like to go to the Historical Society. I like to go to different places. But there's nothing there. I can't incorporate my shopping in it, because most of the things, most of the business downtown are not a general thing that you use all the time. Even there's a place, or there was a place, that was sort of close to a hardware store, but it was kind of junk stuff, you know? I mean, it was stuff that once you have your garden, maybe you put go there, but, you know.
You want a Vito downtown that has some anchor stores.
Right,
that,
and that's the way that, it
that
used
instead
to
of having to go drive all over town to find things, it,
right.
you could literally go downtown and kind of go down and find quality stuff, local stores, and then you'd be happy to support.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
I mean, like, for example, Walnut Creek has their downtown still, but they have big box stores in their downtown. And, I mean, that's nice, but I don't think that model is the correct model anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks a lot, Kay.
We'll see.
Hey,
well,
thanks
Bye-bye.
For the phone call. Hey, it's 8:31 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break here. And Free Fire Radio, our guest is Rachel Hatch, and we're talking about community vitality. What? How do you measure it, and what can you do? We're going to come back and talk about the Reading Cultural District and new projects. And now we've gotten comments in here, too, that, and I'd like to address this with you about, okay, as long as the homeless can sleep in South City Park, you know, and it starts off like that. A problem that we need to face, and how do we do that? I've got some ideas, and as does the writer here says, why don't we just start building, I don't know if you can do that, about, hey, just put a condo in the park, and then they take the park back type thing. Anyway, Rachel Hatch, we'll be right back.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow than Mustang down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero here in downtown Reading. 81 degrees going up to 108 today. Oh, watch yourself out there. Drink lots of water. Don't walk your dog on the concrete. You know what? Don't walk your dog out there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and expect your dog to be a happy dog. You're going to be burning the little pads off their feet. Be careful out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC is back in there. It's a better-known business. DC, Tim, and Logan, you're not going to – I love this barbershop because you can come in, sit down, talk. There's animal heads on the walls, including some animals you've never seen before in your life, like dinosaurs. I can't. It's hard to explain. You got to go down there and see. Man's last stronghold. It is, and you can catch up in your reading, Car and Track. You're not going to find Cosmopolitan. You're not going to find, you're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV set. No. And their idea of styling is butch wax on top of your flat top. There you go. And you know what? They're so busy, they can't keep up. All right, Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Rachel Hatch, who's over there giggling at the things I say. the Cultural Center. This is very opportune.
Yeah, the timing is right, actually,
today. That you came
today,
in. That you came on.
This.
Right. Okay. What about it?
So the state of California, you know, has at some point realized that we have this creative economy in California up and down the state and that we really need to leverage it. So they tasked the California Arts Council, which is a statewide, you know, body, with figuring out, well, which cities, which communities within our state should be designated as cultural districts, where we really kind of elevate that. They get, you know, an extra boost in tourism because they get featured on the Visit California tourism site, which has a ton of traffic.
Yep.
And, you know, it comes with some kind of templates for how to better connect all of the cultural assets in your community. So when they came out with this call, Deborah Lucero at Shasta County Arts Council and a bunch of other partners, including Viva Downtown, City of Reading, Shasta Historical Society, Turtle Bay, and then the McCullough Foundation, put together a bid for this. You know, we should be, Reading should have a cultural district.
Yeah.
We should be set apart from other communities in the state. And right now it's at the semi-finalist round. On Monday, the California Arts Council is going to make the decision, and their staff has recommended that Reading make the final cut for this, 14 communities in
Great.
The whole state. And so the final decision will happen, you know, in a meeting on Monday, but cautiously optimistic.
Now, Deborah Lucero, and I don't know if people know this. I mean, how much she's done for this, but she's also a member of that state board, isn't she?
Well, she's really involved all up and down the state and really in national arts organizations.
Right.
And I think she's quite a strong voice for specifically connecting the arts and economic development.
Right. She's very strong on that. Great personality. Another strong lady we have here in town.
Yep.
Okay, so if this happens – and we make it. Then what happens after that? Does this mean that we can apply for funds to, you know, rebuild some of those things? Like, I know the big battle was over behind us here with the old brothel at one time, and the battle was, can we keep it and all this? Is that?
So the purpose of the cultural district really is to have this designation to better be able to map what are the cultural assets that exist. So right now, you know, there are 68 public art sites within this cultural district in Reading, 40 restaurants, bars, coffee shops, 20-some major events that happen every year, the kind that you know of, because 1,000 people go to them every year. And so it's partly to better connect, more tightly connect all of those things, which I think has an accelerating effect.
Is the rodeo considered a cultural event?
Yes. So within the cultural district, this is one of the larger cultural districts that mm-hmm. was proposed up and down the state. So it includes downtown Reading areas, as you might expect, but it also includes the River Bend. So picture, fly fishing is a really important part of culture here. So it includes the River Bend, Turtle Bay, the rodeo grounds, the Reading Civic, which we know has had great success. You know, their new season is really incredible. Turtle Bay, the Arboretum there, the River Trail Loop, Caldwell Park, Lake Reading Park, and then, the new downtown bike loop that we talked about earlier.
I'm surprised that I guess it's okay because including the river, because thousands, literally thousands of people come here to fish.
Exactly.
Every
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
From all over and stay here and enjoy themselves here.
Right. So yeah. It's not to, it's yes to value the arts and culture, that you think of like you're going to hear music at a club or something. But it's also to acknowledge that recreation and active lifestyles are a really important part of our culture here. So I think this is, if we get this, there's the designation, which has the tourism boost. There's a small amount of funding. It's on the scale of something like $5,000 just to begin to, develop some assets around the cultural district and then some resources that are going to come from the state. This is their first time around, so everybody is going to be learning, as we
Great.
Go. So will everybody keep your fingers crossed Monday at noonish.
We hope Monday
we'll
at
make
noon-ish.
The final cut.
When will we know?
By Monday afternoon, I think. They'll probably
Monday
report
at-
it.
Mid-afternoon-ish.
Yes.
Good.
Yes-ish.
Great. It's a bit, I don't know if people understand. It's kind of like a viticultural center. And people don't really understand what that means, except once you're designated that, as far as vineyards, all over the world people come mm-hmm. to viticultural centers to taste the wines. And Reversion Soma worked awfully hard to get this done. And, of course, he's no longer here, mm-hmm. but we are reaping the benefits. We up here in Northern California and Shasta and area, because we have so many great wineries up here. So now people will come here just to drink the wine or taste the wine, and then they stay here. When I say stay here, they use our restaurants, they use our hotels, mm-hmm. and all this. The same kind of thing here as a cultural district goes out everywhere, so people will come here to visit and see it, and they come off the road and there's Turtle Bay and all the other things that are happening around mm-hmm. here. So yep. that's good. This is another way of saying that Reading's a good place to come to.
Yeah.
And yep. stay at.
Yep.
Cool. All right. We have certain problems here mm-hmm. in public safety. I want to talk about that when we come back. There's other great things too. I want to talk about the other proposed project. All too. But there's, we got, people are seeing food trucks, the potential there, and it kind of got chased away. And then, and what about our problems with public safety? And how do we, is there something that the community, when you're, a vital, vitality, community vitality, must have something to do with that too? So we'll be right back with Rachel Hatch. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Husband-wife team there opened up eight years ago. They have had unqualified success because they have just outstanding customer service. Any type of gun or shooting accessory you want, ammo, it's all there at Bastiani Arms. Plus classes in CCW, hunter safety, all of this. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Where we buy our guns. We'll be right back after these messages at 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 7th of July.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of faith to the river so deep. I must be looking for something. Something sacred I know, but the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every minute.
Save the date, August 2nd. Discover health.
Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Care event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
We always like to finish up with this song.
Feels right.
It feels right. I can't help it. This is probably one of my favorite songs. By the way, the lead singer of Journey is coming here. He's going to be at July 21st with Six Wire. It's going to be the lead singer of Journey. Former lead singer of Journey and the former lead singer of Kansas are
going to
be
that.
Here out at the Colt 45 Stadium July 21st.
Huh.
You know, they don't have a game, so they're going to have this huge.
How fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. And you know what? And tickets are reasonable. And you, if you want to be one of the, you could be one of the sponsors. I think it's $1,500, which gets you dinner and meet and greet everybody. And then you get front row seats. You know, might be a good thing for the McConnell Foundation to be a sponsor and getting like 10 seats. And then you could be right there in the front. So, anyway, yeah, they're going to be here on the 21st of July. It's a Friday. It's going to be great. Okay, I'm here with Rachel Hatch, and we're here talking about community vitality. She's the new community vitality project director for McConnell. She was working formerly for the Institute of the Future. Let's go to the phones real quick.
Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, what a wonderful show Linda had last night.
Oh.
I tell you, her warmth and presentation and her stage presence, I mean, what an incredible performer she is.
Roberta's talking about, Linda was performing last night at Overtime Lounge at Wind River, first Thursday of every month.
Yes, I encourage everybody, take that in, the first Thursday of the month. It's just really a wonderful, happy event. Anyway, downtown Reading. Now, when they demolished our wonderful old buildings and built the downtown mall, it was to get away from the weather, because we have 4 hot months in the summer, and we have about 4 rainy months in the winter. I realize we've just gone through a drought, but that isn't normal for Reading. And so I'm wondering what the ideas are to overcome our weather. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Roberta. Thanks for showing up last night.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Roberta, a couple of the things you may have already seen, the city of Reading, through their community services kind of team, is looking at trees. You wouldn't think that this has to be somebody's job, otherwise if we don't pay attention to it, it won't happen, right? So there is a group there that's looking at how, you know, they're inventorying the trees that exist in our downtown, and there's actually, you know, a temperature differential of, you know, I think it was average of 4 degrees. If you're in the shade, it's 4 to 7 degrees cooler than if you're in the sun. So that, you know, on a certain day, that makes a real difference to a human that's walking down the street and wants to go into a shop or to a restaurant. So they've been just completing this. The city of Reading has just been completing this tree inventory. And that's going to be one of the inputs, as I understand it, into the update of the Downtown Reading specific plan. So I think it's encouraging that they're paying such close attention to that. That's one element.
Yeah, I think there can be things like awnings out on businesses as you're walking mm-hmm. down. The street kind of keeps you in the shade or out of the rain. But I think when you live here, this is just something that happens. It's 108 degrees or 102 degrees. Yeah, it's maybe not real comfortable, but if you put some things out there, mm-hmm. it can help.
Yeah, I mean, take From the Hearth, their downtown location, yes. as an example, right? So they have this beautiful outdoor patio,
yes.
nicely decorated and artistically
yeah.
done,
yes.
but also so that people can be comfortable being outdoors, right? So they have those, what do you call those,
Mr.
things?
Mr. Fans? Oh, yeah.
And they have the shade cloths overhead. You know, I was just there yesterday for a couple of meetings, and there were people, you know, through the whole morning, there were people who were sitting outside on the patio on a hot
food's
summer
good there,
July
too.
Day.
Yeah, food's good there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's ways of doing it. Okay, I want to hit just for a second, because comments on crime. We have crime down here. But there are things that the community is doing, community watches and downtown watch and all that. The hopefully the city council finally is getting serious about it. There's not an answer, really. But if you put a lot of people downtown in an area, that solves a lot of the problem right there. It pushes out people that want to spend the nights there because they can, or they steal because they can. You have a lot of people out. I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, go back to that picture that you had in your mind. You know community vitality when you see it.
Yeah.
There are lots of people around. Yeah. I mean, that was a key thing.
That's
and I
the
think
thing.
People
you see a lot
feel
of people around.
Differently
yeah.
when there are a lot of others who are inhabiting this space.
And that was really a simplistic answer, so I'm sorry for other people that wrote there and say, oh, that was a simplistic answer. Because it was meant to be, because we're moving on to proposed project on California Street. We've got another project that's going on down here.
Yeah, yeah. So the kind of origin story of this is that there's some funding that's becoming available at the state level, affordable housing and sustainable communities funding, mm-hmm. At a large scale. You know, somewhere around the $20 million scale. It's still mm-hmm. kind of coming out in the wash exactly what the amount will be. And so in their wisdom, our local transportation agency thought, well, we'd like to see that money come to Reading. You know, that would be nice into the Shasta County area
sure.
and into these strategic growth areas.
Money's good.
So they put a call out for proposals for a project that fit the bill for that kind of affordable housing and sustainable communities. And the McConnell Foundation teamed up with K2 Development to put together a proposal.
The Knott family.
The Knotts, yep. And there was also another proposal out of a San Francisco-based firm called Related California.
Uh-huh.
Both of the proposals are for a potential project on California Street.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just in the early planning stages. So, you know, the phase we're at right now is we're starting to develop some concepts for how that space could potentially be used and doing the planning.
Now, it's important that people understand is that these the multi-use buildings are so important to our downtown. It's not just living, but you're going to have offices down there. And picture this, once we get the high-speed internet down here and, you know, the big cable that we're going to work on, is that you've got businesses that could come up from Silicon Valley or from Seattle or Portland, any place, can come in here based out of some of the offices on these multi-use buildings, and the people that work there can live in the same building. And then they have their parking down below or whatever. And then you have restaurants in there. You'd have, you know, all types of things. And it pulls more people downtown. It elevates what's happening downtown. It's important that it's multi-use and not just one kind of building.
Right, right. And I think, you know, people want to be able to – increasingly, that's a trend for people to want to be able to live, work, play, learn all in the same kind of proximity.
Yeah. Coming down before they go do something, they have their little coffee in the morning or something, and then they take out from there.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. So this project, and I've got drawings and things like this, and this is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I think it would just at the high level, this is all kind of in concept because we're just at the stage where
we're
beginning the planning. And we, you know, there are a lot of ifs if we're able to get this money at the state level, which would be amazing. But it includes some market rate housing, which is something that, you know, if you look at the mix of housing, there needs to be both affordable housing and market rate housing. A multi-story parking structure. So this part of California Street is known to us right now as the California Street parking garage.
Right.
And, you know, anybody who's been there recently may be aware that there's not a lot of years that are left on that
The place is falling apart.
System. And so
you got to watch who you might run over somebody just laying there.
So there'd be some elements potentially that include, you know, a multi-story parking structure. There's also, you know, some of the things we talked about today, urban greening, open space. So picture something like, you know, raised planter beds.
Ride sharing.
A bike depot. Ride sharing. Yeah, I mean, this we need to look at, anytime
look
we're
at
looking at
things.
A project, the future of transportation is important to consider. So also some community open space, as is called for in the downtown specific plan update. So parks, you know, this is one of the things you mentioned when you closed your eyes at the beginning and pictured it.
Yeah, and you've got to have that. I mean, it doesn't have to be a large park. It could be like the Carnegie Park. You know, it's down there, but it's an open space and that's open, you know, that you can walk through there safely and, you know, kids go out and play and things like this. Because if you have the this multi-use building, it's just right across the street. And there's other places, too, that you can probably open up around town. So, no, this is great. So these are things that Rachel Hatch is working on.
Yeah, we're off to the races, really.
Off to the races.
There's no shortage of areas to explore when it comes to community vitality. Because in a way, it touches a lot of parts of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is really to help build a better community through all of that.
Now, if people have ideas, like we heard Roberta, they said, what about this and this? If they have ideas, can they call you?
Sure,
And just say, hey, I heard you today, and I thought, you know, have we thought about this or what about this?
Mm-hmm.
How do they get a hold of you?
So it's probably best to email me, actually. And my email is rhatch, so rhatch, at mcconnellfoundation.org.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming on. I know it's kind of a short notice here, but I'm glad you did because we've got a big thing coming up Monday.
Yeah.
Can find out if we're going to be designated a cultural district.
Yep. So everybody, seriously, keep your fingers crossed. We're hoping for it.
Quickly, what chance do you think there is for a university? I mean, we've got Simpson University and we have Shasta College, which are just fine institutions, but for something a little bit bigger. It doesn't seem like there's a big chance for that.
Many people have talked about the potential of a UC campus here, and some of your listeners probably tuned in when Janet Napolitano came to Reading last year, and her message was pretty clear that
that's it.
Budget-wise,
too bad.
No.
because we have to get raises at the highest levels. Did I say that?
It's a pretty complex system, and you know, the thing I'm excited about is to imagine what are all the different types of learning opportunities that could be expanded.
There
I think there's good work in that
so
area.
So much
already.
Going on right now in startups of companies and the tech around here. This is one of the things that people don't know is that Reading is one of the top places to have first startups in the United States. according to figures and statistics over there by the EDC.
There's a lot of activity that's beginning to happen, and it's fun to see how these, you know, I see a mixture of people who are tech-minded and also community-minded,
yeah,
which is a critical element
it is.
To have. That doesn't happen everywhere.
Doesn't happen everywhere. Rachel Hatch, head of the director of community vitality for the McConnell Foundation. She's working for all of us here in town. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Be careful out there. It's 108 degrees today. Take care of yourself. Take care of your animals. And get out to the baseball game tonight. I think you're going to have a great time. 9 o'clock.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The financial chief economist, Gus.